crows, I muttered. What? Everywhere we go, there are crows. Maybe I only started noticing them the past couple months, but everywhere we go, I see crows, and I can't shake the feeling they're watching us. Lady gave me a puzzled look. Look, right over there, in that acacia tree, two of them squatting there like black omens. She glanced at the tree, gave me another look. I see a couple of doves. But one of the crows launched itself, flapped away over the monastery wall. That wasn't any... Croaker! One eye charged through the garden, scattering the birds and squirrels, ignoring all propriety. Hey, Croaker, guess what I found? Copies of the annals from when we came past here headed north. Well, and well, this tired old mind cannot find words adequate. Excitement, certainly. Ecstasy, you'd better believe. The moment was almost sexually intense. My mind focused the way one's does when an especially desirable woman suddenly seems attainable. Several older volumes of the annals had become lost or damaged during the years. There were some I'd never seen, and never had known a hope of seeing. Where? I breathed. In the library. One of the monks thought you might be interested. When we were here heading north, I don't remember leaving them, but I wasn't much interested in that kind of thing then. Me and Tom-Tom was too busy looking over our shoulders. I might be interested, I said. I might. My manners deserted me. I deserted Lady without so much as an excuse me. Maybe that obsession was not as powerful as I'd worked it up to be. I felt like an ass when I realized what I had done. Reading those copies required teamwork. They had been recorded in a language no longer used by anyone but the temple monks. None of them spoke any language I understood, so our reader translated into One Eye's native tongue, then One Eye translated for me. What filtered through was damned interesting. They had the Book of Cho, which had been destroyed 50 years before I enlisted and only poorly reconstructed, and the Book of Talare, known to me only through a cryptic reference in a later volume. The Book of Skeet, previously unknown. They had a half dozen more, equally precious. But no Book of the Company. No first or second Book of Audric. Those were the legendary first three volumes of the annals, containing our origin myths, referenced in later works, but not mentioned as having been seen after the first century of the Company's existence. The Book of Talare tells why. There was a battle. Always there was a battle in any explanation. Movement, a clash of arms, another punctuation mark in the long tail of the Black Company. In this one, the people who had hired our four brethren had bolted at the first shock of the enemy's charge. They had broken so fast they were gone before the Company realized what was happening. The outfit beat a fighting retreat into its fortified encampment. During the ensuing siege, the enemy penetrated the camp several times. During one such penetration, the volumes in question vanished. Both the analyst and his understudy were slain. The books could not be reconstructed from memory. Oh well. I was ahead of the game. Books available.